Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. It is 7 o'clock on Thursday evening, and you know what that means. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, as well as a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. I am Desiree Fletcher, and my co-host is Kaylin Patterson, and together we are P4P Real Talk. Kaylin is not with us at the moment, so thus we did not have all of the fantastic sound effects for our opening that we had on Tuesday, but I expect him to be jumping on at any time, so maybe we can get him to do a repeat performance of some of those sound effects that he threw in earlier this week. Hope you all have been having a great week. Tomorrow is Friday. The weather has been beautiful, so all I can say is praise the Lord. We've got an awesome show tonight. You know, every show is pretty much awesome. I cannot say in the year and a half that I've been doing this that we have ever had a bad guest. The natural bodybuilding community just full of great people, and we've been blessed to have all of them on our show. So I hope we can definitely keep that trend going. I hope I never have to say, oh, that was the worst interview ever. I hope I never have to say that. One quick announcement. I forgot to say this on Tuesday, but the DFAT World Finals are coming up on October 29th. So if you've been watching the Midwest Muscle Facebook page, you've seen some posts about that show, so just wanted to throw that out there. It's coming up in Miami, but that leads me into tonight's guest, because if you've been watching the Midwest Muscle Facebook page, you will also have seen posts about this show, and it is the 2016 Natural Peoria Championships, which are coming up on October 29th as well, and tonight we have the promoter of this show, Jonathan Agin, who is on the line with us. Jonathan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we are super glad to have you. You know, we've had the opportunity to speak with a lot of great promoters earlier this year, so definitely would have been remiss if we wouldn't have had a chance to get you on the show. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, I started, I started off competing back in 2010, got into the sport back in 2010 with the Heart of America Natural Classic, which is a sister show to my show, which takes place in May of every year in the Peoria area, same venue, Five Points in Washington. And that was my first ever show I did. Competed for a couple years, ended up getting, ended up hiring Cliff Wilson to coach me. Decided I wanted to get serious and go after a pro card after a couple years of competing and not getting to where I wanted to be. Went out, looked for a coach, found Cliff Wilson, hired Cliff to coach me for the same exact show, the Heart of America show, but for the 2013 show. And after coaching me for that prep, six-month prep, whatever it was, or a little bit less, I ended up getting my pro card at that show in 2013, an NGA pro card, bodybuilding, in open, light heavyweight open, and also in the Masters 40-plus class, which actually Kaylin was in, by the way. Kind of ironic there. But our man Kaylin was in that, which I guess he's pretty much at about every show you can imagine, actually. He's kind of a staple at all the shows. I know he's either competing in or interviewing people at or making a special guest appearance at, or he's everywhere. You know, the guy's everywhere, as you know. So, but anyway, so after I ended up getting my pro card at that show, I decided, you know, what can I do to give back to the sport? Where can I go from here? So, you know, I actually had the idea of maybe becoming a promoter. Did a little investigative work, found out that the NGA, which is a sport that I was competing in almost exclusively, not entirely exclusively, but I did compete in a couple of other organizations as well up to that point. But I kind of had a soft spot for the NGA and talked to Andy Bastinto, the president of the NGA down in Coral Springs, Florida, and he said, yeah, we could use a show, another show maybe up there. Talk to John Abraham, see what he thinks. And I called John and said, hey, what do you think about another show in this area? And he said, yeah, we could use a fall show. So, you know, one thing led to another. I talked to Andy about the name and came up with the name Natural Peoria Championships and started off with, picked a show date, October 20, whatever day that was, in October of 2014. So was 2014 was the first year we had the show. And the rest is history. This is third year now for that show. And it's been growing year over year. I had what would be probably considered by most people a record number. Well, for the NGA anyway, it was a record number for a first-year show. To my knowledge, and what everybody was telling me, that I broke the record for a first-year NGA show anyway, with about 70 competitors for the first-year show, which is pretty good for a first-year show.
Yeah, that is a good showing. That is a good showing.
Yeah. And, you know, I basically attribute that to a lot of hard work, getting just on social media, basically, just getting the word out, hammering away at social media, keep getting people excited about the show and everything, and trying to spend a lot of time getting the competitors recognition and getting shout outs out to all the competitors that sign up, you know, like each individual competitor, each time they would register for the show, I would kind of shoot out a quick bio, short bio of each competitor, kind of get everybody excited about them competing. And I think that helped a lot. And the show grew a little bit last year, and this year, with the help of my good friend Leif Anderson from the Minnesota Mayhem, which I know you were competing at just recently, because I was there judging next to Mike Newman, obviously.
Yep.
But Leif is, as you know, is one of the best promoters, if not the top promoter in the country, I would say, to give him fair credit. And he has done a heck of a job trying to support my show as well, and I'm trying to reciprocate some of that back to him. But, you know, he actually helped get some of his competitors to come to my show, which I really appreciate. So with that, we're right now approaching 100 competitors for this year's show, which is pretty good. You know, not at the Leafs numbers. You know, not at the Leafs numbers, but you know, it's pretty tough to compete against Leif Anderson. But I can't complain though. I can't complain, and I could go on all night about how I've been wanting to work with Leif as a promoter in the same organization, but that's a whole other story. We could talk for hours about that one. But anyway, so that's where we're at right now, coming up on the third year for the show and getting close to 100 competitors. May hit that number yet. We'll see.
Yeah, you still have another week. So you never know. You know, sometimes
right.
athletes, they're ready. They just haven't made up their mind, you know, that they want to do something with it. Do I want to wait for the next show or, you know, so it could happen. So most of our listeners should know who the NGA is, but for those of them who don't, tell us a little bit about the NGA organization and what you think makes it a standout organization.
Sure. So Andy Bastinto, as I mentioned previously, is the president of the NGA, and his wife Fran, and they're from Coral Springs, Florida. They founded the organization back in 1970 in Coral Springs, Florida. And Andy's a former Army infantry veteran, and a real stand-up guy, well-respected and in the industry. He goes back to the Arnold Schwarzenegger days, and he, you know, hung out with Arnold and a lot of the big names in the industry way back in the 70s. And they started the NGA back then, and they've grown the NGA to right around 100 shows a year right now and across the country. And we've got a presence, NGA has a presence in Italy, and Canada.
Wow.
And yeah, and so we just recently this year I think took over the Mr. America show, which has a cash payout of I believe $50,000+, I believe. And it's going to be NGA sanctioned again. Mr. America is going to be NGA sanctioned again next year, from my understanding. And we've done a lot of things lately with the NGA, and I've tried to do what I can to, you know, contribute to that. One thing I did that I kind of spearheaded project that I came up with was NGA calendar. Last year, I basically started and did the whole project on my own. And last year, it was just a bikini calendar. We just had bikini competitors in it as a start, like a pilot project to see how it would take off. This year, we actually expanded it, making it a co-ed calendar, so it was men and women both. We just had the conclusion of the contest just recently and just announced just the other day. Fran sent out a Facebook announcement who the winners are. So we just announced the winners for the calendar, for 2017's calendar, which will be coming out here shortly. But that's one big project that we just started as of last year. And then just in the last few weeks, actually, we just launched the NGA digital magazine, the Natural Mag, NGA Natural Mag, as it's called, which was another project.
That
just came out. And it's a free, absolutely free digital magazine that's out there, and it's floating around on Facebook. And I think I just shared the link to it recently again. But it's pretty impressive, actually. I was very, very excited to see that come out. And that's something that Andy and Fran were working on very diligently over the last several months with the graphic arts team and everything on that. And it turned out very well, and it's pretty exciting. And so something I'm going to keep doing and just adding to the list, you know, of things. But, it's a lot of things happening with the NGA and adding more shows all the time and bringing new promoters on board, and it's really expanding rather rapidly. So it's going to be over 100
shows
very quickly.
And that's a good thing.
It is.
That's a good thing.
When
an organization is doing, has positive things in the work and is experience in the works and experience growth, and that just means more good things for the athletes. So that's always exciting to hear. Now, with your calendar, if somebody wants to order one of those, or how does that work? Where do they go to find out more information about how they get their hands on an NGA 2017 calendar?
Well, they haven't been printed yet because we're still in the process right now. We just finalized the winners for the calendar just literally the other day. So we haven't even really gotten it designed. It hasn't been finished yet for the 2017. So I will be making an announcement on that Fran probably will in the next month or so. We'll probably make an announcement on how we're going to end up distributing that. But that's kind of up in the air at this point. We're not sure exactly what the demand is going to be on it right now, but we're hoping it's going to be better than it was last year. But it's, it's a work in progress, of course, and we're trying to improve on it every year.
Good.
So, but we'll see. I will definitely make an announcement on that when we get closer to actually printing it. But we haven't had a chance to get it designed, completion on that yet. So we will come out with that soon.
That's all right. We've got a little bit before 2017 anyway. So
A little.
Although it's
close.
Coming fast. I know, not
it
much.
Is.
So,
it is.
Oh,
fast.
I can't believe it. My daughter's already talking about Christmas. I'm like, can we get through Thanksgiving?
This year has just flown by, hasn't it? It's crazy.
It does. And every year it seems to get faster. So
I know.
I want to jump back real quick. So you had referenced Leaf, and Leaf is a great guy, and the Minnesota Mayhem was a good show, a very good show. And
yes.
For folks who are probably trying to make that connection of, well, why is the NGA picking up athletes from a Leaf Anderson show? Because they're probably thinking, isn't he DFAT? And the answer to that is he used to be DFAT. Now Leaf and his wife Stephanie had transitioned their shows over to the NAMBF IFPA. But as part of that transition, the Minnesota Mayhem was an unsanctioned show, meaning that it wasn't tied to any one organization. But as part of that, and it was an exciting thing because I know that, there were some athletes that were kind of disappointed that it wasn't going to be a pro show, but it wound up being a pro qualifier because Jonathan and the NGA opened their doors to any pros who were qualified at the Minnesota Mayhem that they could come and compete at the Natural Peoria Championship. So that's how that connection happened, which I thought was awesome, very exciting at the time. So a lot of great athletes were at that show, definitely stacked across all of the categories for sure. And speaking of categories, what can we expect at the Peoria Championships? Which categories are you going to be hosting?
Well, we on the amateur side, we've introduced a couple new categories. We've got we got the standard, the standard bikini, men's physique, bodybuilding, figure, those standard categories. But we also have actually the NGA just came out with men's classic bodybuilding. So as you,
yes.
many of you are, you know, you're aware of the classic bodybuilding has the European style trunks, which are kind of in between the bodybuilding and the physique board shorts. And they show more of the quads, a little tighter fitting, and show the quads a little more so that you can, you know, you have to have more development in that area, and you can't just come in there and not have anything in that area and expect to look good. So, but yeah, we do have the classic bodybuilding division, which just was just added by the NGA, and we're offering that at my show. And also, we have a new variation of the bikini division known as Bikini Model. And the Bikini Model
oh, okay.
division, it's a little bit confusing maybe, or maybe misleading in a sense, because you might think Bikini Model, well, how is that really different from standard bikini? Well, in this case, it implements, it incorporates a costume. So basically, the Bikini Model class is going to require the bikini competitor to add a costume to their appearance. And so instead of just having the standard bikini, competition bikini, you would actually, in many cases, the girls are using like some sort of wings or like angel wings or something like that, or feathers, or there's different pictures out there floating around. You can see there's other organizations that offer this class as well, but very flamboyant looking costume. And there's really pretty loose guidelines on it. It's not really like, you know, really restrictive. It's pretty much anything goes for the most part. I've got a couple girls I talked into doing the class. One girl in particular I just chatted with the other day that's doing it for the first time, and she's going to come in looking like, you know, zombie / creepy clown warrior chick or something like that. So it's going to look a little, she's going to look a little crazy. But she's gonna have fun with it, you know. She's gonna have fun with it, and that's the whole goal of the whole thing, is to have a good time and get out there on stage and show off what you got and have a good time doing it. So that's the whole point of it. And I talked to a couple other girls into doing it as well. And of course, you know, since it is kind of new and a lot of girls haven't really seen it before, don't really know what it's about, you know, I've got some people that I can kind of point them to, so like subject matter experts that I can kind of send them to on Facebook that's offered to step up and give them a little advice here and there, you know, at no charge, and just kind of help give them some, you know, recommendations on costumes and things and ideas. And so there's resources out there that we can hook people up with to help them with that. And I've got, you know, prep coaches that I can refer them to as well if they need a coach for any, you know, for a diet or exercise or, you know, anything, posing or whatever. But no, it's an interesting division. I'm looking forward to seeing the costumes. And these girls are pretty excited about it. So we got enough for, and it's pro qualifier, believe it or not. It's actually a pro qualifier. We've got enough girls already
nice.
Signed up for it for a pro card. Here we're over 5 girls already for it. So we got a pro card coming in for that. Another division that we added is a transformation class, which is just anybody basically who's lost, say, 50 pounds or more in the course of trying to get ready to go on stage. You know, if they've had a dramatic weight loss story they can share, you know, we have them send in a before picture, and then they get on stage and we do the comparison of the before and after. And that's kind of dramatic and really inspirational to everybody as well. And so that's something that we're excited about. And that, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I am going to jump in here real quick. I love the idea of that category because
mm-hmm.
you see those stories and you're just always so blown away. You know, this gal dropped 100 pounds to get on stage,
yep.
or this, that, or, you know, a lot of similar stories. And they're not quite to the place where they're a top 5 finisher yet, but they
right.
have just overcome and accomplished so much just to even be on that stage. That
exactly.
it is amazing. So I love that category, and that I think that's just going to be more of a motivator for people to understand that they can do this. That, you
mm-hmm.
know, bodybuilding is not just a sport for, you know, the meathead or someone who lives in the gym all the time. But if you have a goal, if you have a health and wellness goal, that there are opportunities for you to still be involved, even when you don't think that's you. It can be you.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. There's a lot of people that have gotten that were able to drop a lot of weight and come back from a situation that they weren't happy with. And whenever we can give people an opportunity to get on stage and, or share that story, it's exciting for them, and it's inspirational and motivational to everybody that's in the audience, because they can say, wow, if they can do that, why can't I? You know, I can get out there and do the same thing. So it's a win-win. It's a really great story. So that's a big thing that we're pretty excited about. I can't take credit for that one. I didn't come up with that one on my own. That was given to me by another. I think Earl Snyder gave me that idea, because I think he had that his show last year. So actually, we started that last year at the last minute. Kind of, I just got the idea from him and just threw it out there at the last minute last year. And so we're gonna have it back this year. We've also got the debut class, which debut is something else that that was shared with me by Earl, and it's just first time only competitors, so it gives people an opportunity to get out there on stage for the first time who have never competed before, just to come out and compete mm-hmm. with other first timers. That way they're not like you were saying, they're not really like intimidated or scared or, you know, thinking yeah. that they're going to be going up against somebody and embarrassed. You know, they're going to be up there with other first time competitors and just up there to have fun. And it's a great way to get your feet wet, you know, and we've got to have fresh blood in the sport, because, you know, and that's one thing I pride myself on with this show is it's heavily focused on first time competitors. I've got a lot of first timers in my show, and I'm really excited about that, because, you know, you got to keep growing the sport, because you can't just keep having the same yep. veterans over, you know, year over year coming and competing and not having new people, because if you don't have new people, pretty soon the veterans are going to retire, and then what? You got nobody left to compete. So it's got to, you got to keep, you know, you got to keep getting new people in. So those are some of the changes that we've got. Yeah.
You have to feed that pipeline. So, oh, go ahead.
I said there's also the fact that there's so many people available to compete that just didn't know about the natural side or didn't really understand about competition or what it takes. And now they're learning because, you know, the word has been getting out more and more. So you have
right.
those people just basically chomping at the bit.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Because you got people that are like, well, you know, I'd like to try to do this. I've never done it before, but I'd like to try it. But I don't know if I've really got what it takes. Well, hey, you know, first time competitors, you know, you're up there with other people that are first time competitors too. So you can feel comfortable and at ease and know that you're not going up against a seasoned veteran. You're just going up with somebody that's in the same boat you're in, you know, so you can feel a lot better about yourself. So I got a lot of people that are excited about that. So it's a great way to start off.
It is. So is the debut class, does that replace the novice class? Or
no.
Will you still have – okay, so you'll still have a novice class, which is traditionally someone who's not placed higher than, I think, second or third in a prior competition, if I've got that correct?
Yeah, so we're keeping the novice class, which is anybody
okay.
who's not placed in the top three of an open division, you can compete in novice. But we're just basically
yep.
just adding debut to everything. So everything's going to have a debut class, you know, added in. So it's an
great,
extra option
great.
Out there. Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
So, Kalen, I'm glad you finally made it in, brother.
Oh, it's glad to be here.
good to talk to you again, Kalen. I haven't seen you in a long time, buddy, except I saw you at the Mayhem, of course, but before
yeah.
that, I haven't seen you.
Never long enough to chat, you know. You had a lot of stuff going on, as usual. And, you know, I'm glad to see that you're doing what you're doing and how you've basically been given back, because you've done so much and you've put so much of yourself into it. You know, I've been one of those blessed enough to compete against you and mm-hmm. on stage against you, and also see the transformation that you keep making, you know,
sure.
with your own body, and also what you're doing to, you know, get better naturally. And I think that's a lot of things people need to understand, is like a veteran like yourself, when you speak about the changes and the challenges and basically just the life what life throws at you, and you're still basically stepping out there getting better and better, and that says something more than most will understand or even want to try, because, you know, if at first you don't succeed, quit. That seems to be a lot of the mantra, and basically natural bodybuilding is the furthest thing from that.
Right. Exactly. No, I appreciate that, and, you know, I can't stress enough to people that are just you know, starting off in this sport, that the importance of getting a good prep coach, if you really are serious about competing and if you really want to do, you really have a goal of maybe turning pro eventually or just taking, you know, just winning your class or whatever and doing well, you know, a lot of people just, you know, might try to struggle on their own like I did. You know, I started off, you know, kind of floundering the first couple of shows I did and coming in, you know, top three, but it wasn't, you know, I was never winning. And, you know, I figured, well, something, I gotta do something different here. I gotta change how I'm doing this. And that's why I came across, that's why I went looking for a coach. And that's why I settled on Cliff, for example, Cliff Wilson, not that I'm getting a paid endorsement or anything for Cliff, because I guess I could be, but I'm not. But I gotta, you know, talk about how good a job he did with me. And I can't say enough about him. And he's got a great reputation, obviously. I mean, he's a man who needs no introduction. He's got everybody knows who he is and his track record. And that's why I wanted to work with him, because I found out his success record was, you know, second to none. And it definitely paid off. I mean, I only worked with him once and one prep and did that show in 2013 and ended up turning pro. And even though I decided to go from that to promoting, and I just kind of fell in love with promoting and I'm pretty much focusing on that right now, it's still, you know, I'm very glad that I took that next step. But a lot of people, if they're thinking about, if they're listening right now and they're thinking about, what, you know, how do I get to the next level, or how do I have a level of success that I would like to have or not have had so far, you know, that's one thing that you want to look at is go find a good prep coach. There's a lot of good ones out there. There's a lot, you know, there's some that, you know, you might want to stay away from, but there's definitely a lot of good coaches out there that can help you. So that's something I would recommend to anybody.
Yep. And they're available, you know, if you're lucky enough to have one of those in your area, great. And if not, online resources, online coaches, they can be just as effective too. So lots of opportunity out there. So the 2013 show, Jonathan mentioned, Kalen, that he competed against you in that show also. And you always have great memories of all your competitions. Do you remember that show?
I definitely remember that, because, like I said, John and I had been on stage many times before that, and this is one of those wow kind of moments when you see him. And it was like a night and day transformation, and I was just blown away. And I mean, I couldn't take enough pictures with this guy, because he was just amazing. And I can't explain the camaraderie, because you know the struggle, the prep issues, you know the woes, you know the setbacks, the headaches, you know everything that you can think of, and he still made it looking so much better than he had in the prior shows and prior years. And it was just hands above. I mean, just hats off to how he looked. He was just cut to death. I mean, I think most ninjas would have been ashamed when they pulled out their swords, because he was that sharp. It was just really something to see. But I want to step and add to what he just said, because he was very good in what he said about there's some people that are good prep coaches, and then there's some, like we were talking about on Tuesday, where they've lost everything because they got a coach that basically doesn't care about their health, their fitness, or their reputation, and will give them something basically without even thinking or batting an eye, and costing them everything they consider being a natural athlete. So, John, you know, really good points on all that, especially as a promoter. I'm glad you said that, because you can't just throw, you know, you if you are looking for a good prep coach, and there's plenty out there, trust me, there's plenty out there. And if Don can't put you in that direction, Dez can, and I can, get with people that are competing and have been in the circuit and know the circuit. And for God's sake, don't give your health and concern to people that basically only have the interest of where you're going to place and what you're going to do. But, you know, how you interact with your family, your friends, and everybody else is a concern for everything, because these are the things that let you know that you have a cut above than just dealing with people that basically want your money and want to brag about how you did in a show.
Well said, well said. Yeah, it's definitely hit and miss out there when it comes to the prep coaches. But you know, I've had several people, and that's one of the advantages or one of the things when it comes to having a lot of first-time competitors like I do at my show. I get a lot of people asking me for, you know, help as far as who do I, you know, I need help with diet, or I need help with my workout plan, or I need help with posing, or. And I've sent a lot of people to people that I trust for prep coaches. So I've got a couple people that I use routinely for that I can refer people to. So if anybody doing my show, obviously, who's maybe listening to this, who hasn't reached out to me already, who thinks they might need some help or something, just, you know, let me know and I will help refer you to somebody.
And that's great. I mean, and that's the kind of support system that budding athletes definitely need, because I know this, there are several, I know at least of a handful of P4P athletes that are going to be in your show. And I believe Jack Halverson is one of those, and we just had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, and similar to your footsteps, he's looking at becoming a promoter as well. But I believe he shared with us, it was either 2012 or 2013, I think your show was the first show that he did.
Yeah, that was 2014. That was the first year of my show.
2014, there it was. Yeah. That's right, because you got your pro card in 2013. So, yeah, so he was just sharing that. And so that was his first show that he did. And then he has really been on a roll so far this year. And he's driving hard to be ready for your show on the 29th. So it'll be exciting.
Yeah, it's on his birthday, too. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It's on his birthday, too, of all things. But I tell you, when you say he's on a roll – when you said he's on a roll, boy, you couldn't have hit the nail on the head more on that one, because that guy has either been to or competed in about every show imaginable, I think, since he did my show in 2014. It's crazy. It's crazy. That guy's been everywhere. He's been everywhere. I wish I could have been to half the shows he's been to, and I need to get out there more and do more and go to more shows and you know, see more people and meet, you know, rub elbows with more people and stuff. I just need to get out there more. But that guy has been to more shows and competed in and been in more shows than anybody else. But, yeah, he's excited to – and I'm excited to have him back. I really am. It's where it all started. And actually, I'm actually responsible for turning him on to Leif Anderson as a prep coach, actually. I'm actually the one who – because ironically, Jack actually reached out to me looking for coaching help for my show back in 2014, and I actually am the one who introduced him to Leif, and that's how that all got started too. No, I'm excited to have Jack back in my show this year. It's going to be great.
Yeah, and it's awesome that you can basically do these referrals, knowing you're putting them in good hands, because that is, like I said, a big concern, especially like when you're reading so many times where they're failing drug tests, and some of them, you know, they are just cheaters. Let's be honest. They cheated, they got caught, so they look for somebody to blame. But then there's people that you know, and you see them in the gym, and they're busting their butts, and they're working really hard, and you know, with their background, or you might have worked with them in the past and knew something about their history, and they really had a deep concern of competing as a natural athlete, and then to have it all just stripped away. And that's got to be heartbreaking when you think about it, where they have true intent to do their best, and then they get with one wrong thing. You know, I've seen people screw up with the tan. I've seen people screw up with, you know, some kind of carb before the show. You know, it's the little thing you don't think about, but when you think about a substance that strips them of their natural athleticism, that's got to be the biggest slap in the face of all.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you work too hard and too long to get ready for a show to have it all ruined by something like trying to experiment with some kind of food or you know, like you said, some kind of different carb you're not used to, or something that your body has never had before at the last minute, trying something different, and then next thing you know, everything all comes crashing down, and you end up having some kind of bad reaction to it, and next thing you know, you're not even able to go out on stage, much less, you know, win. So it's really frustrating when that happens, but I know I've heard those same horror stories, and it's one of the reasons why you want to have a good prep coach, too, because they can kind of steer you away from making those kind of mistakes, for sure.
Exactly.
Yep. Definitely a good thing. I'm going to steer us away from this for a little bit. You had talked about the amateur side of your show, so that leads me to believe there's also a pro side to your show?
You bet. I've got pro
All
bikini,
right.
pro figure, and pro bodybuilding.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. I love, as a bikini girl, I love that you have pro bikini, because that is not something you see in every pro show across every organization. There's still some organizations still growing there. But so tell us, what kind of prices are we looking at on the pro stage?
Well, it's based on, you know, it's based on the total number of competitors. But I've got right now, I've only got three pro bikini girls, and I really am looking for more. So if anybody out there is listening who is a pro bikini girl or knows a pro bikini girl who may still be eligible to compete, you know, this season yet before the holidays hit, send them my way, because I need to get more pro bikini girls. And I'm also, you know, I'm only sitting with three right now. I got Sarah Jean, Tabitha Speldy, Julie Dederer, who just got her pro card last weekend at the Dream Bodies Classic show. And then I've got three pro figure girls, Brianna Tucker, Emma Harvey, and Amy Aranda. Amy got her pro card at my show in 2014, and she is coming back, actually, to make her pro debut. And actually, Brianna Tucker and Emma Harvey got their pro cards at Minnesota Mayhem, and they're looking to make their pro debut as well. So, but I would like to have some more pro bikini and pro figure. And I do have a pretty decent pro bodybuilding lineup. I've got Armour Wright, who got his pro card at my show last year. Matt Morosky, who got his pro card this year, who made his original debut at my show last year. Brandon Quast, Ben Goins, Corey Harris. But, you know, everybody knows Ben Goins. He's pretty been around for a while.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
I know.
Yep,
that's what
yep.
I was thinking.
Yep, it's gonna be some good competitors there. So, but I am looking for more pros. So if we can anybody out there is listening who can send me some more pros, that would be helpful for sure.
Well,
right,
there's something
do our
I'd like to key on that with that, and that's the one question that everybody was asking, you know, for maybe 3-4 years back, is after you win your pro card, now what? Because there was basically just no pro shows, or not enough pro shows. If you didn't hit at a certain part of the year, then you didn't compete as a natural pro athlete. And that was kind of detracting from the direction that the natural community was going, which was, you know, you had a lot of people that had phenomenal physique, John being one of them. And then, you know, it's like, okay, well, now when you look for the pro shows, you really had to look, you know, I guess there's a lot of shows in the areas, and there's a lot of shows in that part of it was growing, but it was always the amateur side and never the pro side. So, John, hats off for that, where you actually took it in your own hands and said, well, you know, I'm going to answer that question. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I definitely would like to get more pros than what I've got. But, I mean, I just to have those three categories is, you know, something at least for a smaller
That's
show
big.
Like mine.
That's big,
yeah.
Yes.
But, but yeah, no, I definitely could use some more. So if anybody's out there listening, I know there's another pro show, the Kentucky NGA show is actually this weekend, and I'm hoping to pick up a couple from that show as well.
Oh,
so
more
we'll
likely,
see.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
Yep.
But my buddy Matt Burdess is going down there to compete in the pro men's class, and I know he said, I asked him if he'd try to round up some pros for me to send him up here. So we'll see what happens.
Well, you send him up. Tell him he needs to come back and be in your show too, and do
well,
do it with his buddy
Jack. He would, except that he's coaching some competitors for my show, and he doesn't want to.
Oh,
he doesn't want to try
gotcha.
To compete when he's coaching. He's just too in the zone when he's competing to try to coach the same show. It's just too much for him, and I understand that. But he's doing the Pro Universe in Florida on the 12th of November as well, so he's going to be. He's got his hands full.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Well, Jonathan, we are starting to wind down on our time here, and I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to give shout-outs to anybody and everybody who has helped you along the way. So here we go.
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank Andy and Fran Bastino for helping me get the show started. John Abraham, of course, gives him a big help, a lot of big resource for me. Got some sponsors this year. I'd like to recognize Legacy Investment Services, Life Plus MD, Magnum Source LLC, Dr. Rick Olson Chiropractic, Caliber Home Loans, which is John Abraham's office here in Peoria, VPX Sports, Superpower Nutrition, Gorilla Supplements, Super Nutrition of Peoria. Kev's Place Sports Bar and Grill is doing our after party for us. And Sleep Inn and Suites of Washington is our host hotel. And those are some of the sponsors for the show, just a few of them. But I definitely appreciate all the support I'm getting from the natural community, from you guys. I appreciate you having me on the show a great deal. It's an honor to be on the show, and I appreciate you guys inviting me.
Well, we're happy to have you.
Not a problem. And, you know, you spoke about Andy, and I can't speak well enough of this fella, because he is one of the he's one of the troopers, and he's long standing, and his fashion is bar none. So, you know, when you get a chance to talk to him, I've learned so much when you do that.
Yeah, I'll tell him. I'll tell him that that you gave him a shout out for sure. I appreciate you. Yeah, I heard that interview you did with him last September. Actually, that was a great interview you did, Kaylin. Appreciate that.
I just enjoy the guy. Like I said, when I met him, you would never know who. If you didn't know him, you would never know his status by the way he speaks. He's so humble, and the way he carries himself. It's basically just a big fan of natural bodybuilding. So, you know, I just can't help but love him. And thanks so much for, you know, you picking up the mantle and taking it from his vision. Because, you know, a lot of people want to basically get away from that, but I think, what's wrong with natural bodybuilding? What's wrong with the natural community? I don't think there's anything wrong with it. We don't need to basically try to match anybody, because we stand alone, and I'll always feel that way, and I know he does too. So, you know, thanks a lot, John. Anything else you'd like to say before we wrap this up?
Not really. I just want to thank you for inviting me on the show, and I appreciate everybody's support, and look forward to many more years of having the show, and hopefully continue to grow it and doing more for the sport as a whole. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Awesome. Oh, one quick thing, Jonathan. Your website, if people want more information or a last-minute register.
Thank you. Thanks for bringing that up. And I forgot to mention my phone app. I don't have time to go into the phone app right now, because it's going to take too long to explain. That was one thing I forgot to touch on. But anyway, if you go to www.nganpc.com, and no, we're not affiliated with the National Physique Committee. That's just an abbreviation for Natural Peoria Championships. And that is that's the website. So if you go to that, you can actually get my phone app, which I forgot to elaborate on, and that was my mistake for totally missing that point. But that was a huge thing I wanted to share with everybody. But if you get a chance to go on the website, you can download it for free, totally free phone app, and it has all the information about my show and a bunch of other little surprises in there too. So check it out.
Awesome. All right. Thanks so much, Jonathan. And Kaylin, I'm going to say it for you, snickerdoodle. On behalf of Jonathan, myself, Kaylin, and P4P Muscle, your body is a temple, so let's build it.
Snickerdoodle.